Live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg Worldwide with America's number one frontline travel news journalist. Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss. Roam if you want to, roam around the world. Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard another edition of Peter Greenberg Worldwide on this weekend before the big Tuesday election. Hope you're having a great time wherever you are. I hope you remembered to vote. Did you even remember to register to vote? You should. It's part of being a citizen. But in the meantime, you can register to call me at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. Email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. You can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Peter S. Greenberg. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Peter Greenberg. If you want to know where we are on this weekend before the election, we don't fool around. When the going gets tough, we look for some sun. 21 degrees, 10 minutes north. 86 degrees, 50 minutes west. We're coming to you from the LeBlanc Resort and Spa in Cancun, Mexico. And having a great time. By the way, speaking of voting, I know it's not on the ballot, but I would like to have the following issues on the ballot at some election. Let's start with airports. I want to be able to vote and have a law that you can't have any more flights scheduled to leave than 20 per hour from any airport. Now, why is that? Very simple. If you look at any airport runway situation and you ask the guys who operate the airports, they'll tell you that in a given hour, in a given 60-minute period, considering the weather is 20-20, perfect visibility, the most number of flights they can accommodate is about 21, given three minutes of separation between takeoffs. So why are the airlines allowed to schedule 34 flights an hour? Who are they? It's denial, it's delusional, and it's unfair to us because we're going to be sitting on that runway for another hour and a half. We're not taking off at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're taking off at 9:30. And the guys who are scheduled at 9 are taking off at, you know, at 9:45. It's a joke. So I vote for a maximum number of 20 takeoffs per hour on any runway. That's my vote for airports. Now let's take my vote for airlines. We have an obsession, a total obsession in this world with jetways. I don't need jetways. I just need to get off the plane. So, I'm going to go back to the future here and suggest that we all vote for portable stairs. What a concept. So when we land, I don't want to hear that there's no jetway available. You can park 100 feet behind any other plane on the runway, actually on the taxiway, roll up some portable stairs, and everybody gets off the plane. Now, it's a win-win for everybody because passengers are not misconnecting, bags are not misconnecting. We're just not employing more jetway manufacturers. We don't need them anyway. Okay, so that's my jetway vote, meaning portable stairs. Now I've got my customs and immigration vote. Here's my customs and immigration vote. It's called preclearance. We should vote to allocate the right amount of money and budget to hire the right amount of customs and border patrol inspectors to be in, and we're talking U.S. customs and border patrol inspectors, to be in foreign airports where we have large volumes of American passengers to do what we already do in the Bahamas, what we already do in Canada, what we already do in Bermuda, what we already do in Ireland, and it's called pre-clearance, so that you actually clear U.S. customs before you ever even get on the plane to come home. You're going to be at the airport 2 hours ahead anyway, in some cases 3 hours ahead, so why wouldn't you do that? Once again, it's a win-win because nobody misconnects when they get back to the U.S., no long lines, you don't miss your plane, your bags don't get missed, and you don't come back to the United States angry to be home. Because welcoming you home with a line out to Brazil doesn't work. And in the countries where you do it, Canada, Bahamas, Bermuda, Ireland, it works like a charm. There's a British Airways flight right now that goes from New York to London. It's flight one. The return flight, and that's nonstop, the return flight, flight two, makes a stop in Shannon. Because it doesn't have the range. It's a smaller Airbus. It doesn't have the range to make it westbound because you're flying against the headwinds. So guess what? By stopping in Shannon, everybody going to New York clears customs in Ireland. You stop for an hour. They refuel the plane. You have a nice little Irish whiskey or a nice little Irish coffee. You get back on the plane, and when you land at Kennedy, you're home. You just get your bags and go home. There's no customs line. you know what? This is what we need. So let's go back and recap. Runway limitations, portable stairs, and pre-clearance. Now, I got more votes for this election year. We're moving over to hotels. There should be a rule that no hotel room can have a light bulb of less than 150 watts with a dimmer switch. Every hotel room designer thinks they're doing me a favor by giving me mood lighting in the hotel room. It immediately